brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And Regina and Tom, and I really apologize for making you hold so long. I need to create a rule that I haven't gone to somebody in an hour. We just hang up on them. We're going to do 20 more minutes of overdrive. Matt Dubiel's here. We're going to get into FEMA visiting his house. We're going to get into his TSA run-ins, the anxiety he's having about wanting to take his kids on a vacation, but not wanting to go through being yelled at when you're like, you know, you're not going to stick your hands on my kid's pants, or, you know, making his son who's in a wheelchair get up out of it. I mean, it's amazing. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment with him. But right now, let's go to Regina in Texas, who's been holding here on the air. Go ahead, Regina.
Oh, hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to let you know what we're doing in Dallas and that we are listening to you, and we're trying to get the truth out and trying to get more activism going. We rented a theater, and we showed Freedom to Fascism about a month ago, and there was a lot of new people there that knew nothing about this. And then we piggybacked on that. We got a hold of Joe Bannister and Sherry Jackson from the movie and Tom Selgus. And we're actually flying them in and having an event this Saturday at Pastor Broden's church, which is Fair Park Bible Fellowship Church, at 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And it's at 1321 Rowan in Dallas. And this isn't just going to be like a one-time event. We're going to, in a two more months or so, we're going to have Joe back and some other speakers along this
time. Well,
that's
beautiful. I mean, again, everyone getting a local radio show, everyone getting an access show, everyone starting a YouTube channel to get trained, to show a program director, hey, here's my YouTube talk show. And if you can just basically talk and you'll come work for free, most stations will give you a slot on the weekend. Next, you're getting sponsors. Next, you're getting paid to spread liberty. I mean, how easy is it on AM and FM stations? I don't think people understand that if you can prove you can talk and aren't a crazy person with a podcast you've done for a year or something, that you can get on major stations.
You can, and it's harder in big cities like Dallas and Houston and Chicago, but you can also buy time, and people, you know, panic when they hear that, but you can buy time on a Saturday and Sunday on some of these stations for pennies. And if you get somebody,
how much for an hour show? I mean, if you've got a little bit of talent.
Well, like, I'll give you two examples. WLS in Chicago is like the biggest AM station, you know, in the country. They charge like between $3,500 and $5,000 for an hour, right? But then there's other stations around the country you could get an hour for $100 on the weekend.
And exactly. And then let's say you've got a restaurant, you know, at the corner of whatever, you go, by the way, I'm also a, you know, evil American entrepreneur providing service. We got great hamburgers, great steaks. Yeah. Come on by.
Yeah.
And once a week we have a liberty meeting.
Yep.
And then you'll make the money back from the $100 an hour you're doing it. And then now you could say we're going to have a gun rally. Now, that's one way to do it. They have all these theaters. It's actually started in Austin where you can book it because of projectors. They're in the film cost. Get whatever movie you want in, liberty movies, you name it. And then once enough people buy the tickets, just because you promote it, it books and pays, and then you get paid to have an event at the theater.
Yeah.
And then see, just like what this lady's talking about. Is that what you're talking about, Regina?
Yeah, that's what we did. It was the Inwood Theater. It was only $400 to rent it, and we had the people come for free and got their feedback and then got their email, and then we invited them to the next thing. So
yeah, but I mean, I would charge. I would charge so you pay, back.
Evil. You're evil.
But no, but that way you can expand.
Of course. No, I mean, of course, I'm kidding. I mean, you know, there's this new culture. It's like a nonprofit is hip, and, you know, God forbid you try and pay your bills. And
well, listen, even exactly. I've seen rich people go out and buy 10,000 copies of a book to give to people. That's great.
Yeah.
It's just that I see shoestring folks give all their money to rent something, put it on, but then you can't do it over and over again.
Right.
No, charge a moderate amount, not $500 like, you know, other people do. Charge enough to pay for it and make a little money to pay for the next one.
Yeah, she's amazing. That's
great. Yeah, good job, Regina. Good to hear from you. Alex, Tom, we're going to get to you and then get to your FEMA story and your TSA dread. Straight ahead with Matt Dubiel, 1530WCKG.com. And again, no matter where you are around the country, you can listen to their whole lineup, including ManCow, via their audio feeds right there. And it's good you put ManCow back on the air in Chicago. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, Michael Moore criticized the video that was criticizing him. Now it's been taken down off YouTube, but we've got a copy of it up on InfoWars.com. Also, CIA plans August offensive in Syria with their al-Qaeda buddies. I guess I'm anti-American. I don't support al-Qaeda. Sorry. UK bans thought criminals for criticizing extremes of Islam. Again, now, you don't criticize al-Qaeda or you are banned from England. Michael Hastings told he would be hunted down and killed by the army over McChrystal story. That's a big report. That's the family coming out now and friends. Drone spies on sunbathing woman. St. Louis police chief wants drone to patrol high crime areas. That article's up on drudgereport.com. The public doesn't believe the NSA knows what they're doing. I mean, talk about in denial. That's just some of the articles up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPundit.com. I want to go to Alex and Tom real quick and then finish up with Matt, who's here with us from 1530WCKG.com, our great affiliate in Chicago. And if you're in Chicago listening to us, I mean, you should organize with the station like a bunch of placards and volunteers, somebody that says they'll go out every day for an hour, say when I'm on, and say tune to 1530 in your main listening area, and I guarantee you that will convert massive listenership as well. Let's go ahead and go to Alex in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
First-time caller. Been listening to you about 30 days. And it's crazy because about 25 years ago, my mom had all these books. She's kind of mysterious. She doesn't really get out of the house much. I'm just this average kid, 15 years old, and I come across some of her stuff, and it's about, you know, the Illuminati, all this junk. So my mom goes, oh, well, you need to read this. And at first I'm like, whoa, this is way too much. This is crazy. Over the years, I would take information. I would watch the news. I'd look. I'd backtrack things. And I'd say, wait a minute. It's like 1,000 pieces of a puzzle was thrown up in front of the floor. Then on top of that, I started to put some of this together, and I started telling my friends, hey, man, check this out. Isn't this crazy? And backtrack this. Oh, whoa, how did your mom know that? And some people would say, I'm like, you're crazy, Alex. What are you talking about? But then now we're talking about in today's times with technology, how fast it's evolved. It's like they can't keep up, and there's so much stuff spewing out. Like,
that's right. They can't say we're crazy anymore. Matt, what do you think is going to happen as just more and more people realize, wow, we really were lied to?
I'm shocked at how many people seemingly don't care. They're just happy to kind of keep going on with the day, and I got to do the same 15 things I do every day. I see there's a growing amount of people. For instance, the YouTube video my son going through the TSA just rigmarole from years ago. The comments in the beginning were both sides. You know, people attacking me, people attacking the TSA, and so on. And today, as I look at it, I see more and more people sort of saying, "Wow, this is unbelievable." There's less attacking of me for taking the video or for thinking that it's wrong or it shouldn't be that way. So I think that there's always going to be most people aren't going to be awake and prepared and taking notice of the things going around them. And the goal, obviously, is to increase the amount of people that are just kind of paying attention a little bit more. And I think those are mostly younger people. I think those are mostly people under 30, under 20, ideally, and young folks. That's why, my father, we're standing in the line at TSA just for his birthday, and I was railing. I was like, look at this. This is ridiculous. And he says, you know, that's just the way it is today. 20 years ago, he wouldn't have said that. And now he's done. It's like, well, I travel a couple times a year. I'll go through it. It's no big deal.
They're not taking it personal. I mean, you've got to realize this is on purpose. Our government runs Al-Qaeda publicly now. And do I get an apology from the neocons for attacking me? Because they were running them back then?
Right.
No, I'm worse because I'm right. And so they have Bloomberg and AP and others say I'm behind Al-Qaeda now. They publicly are giving them weapons all over the world. And they're coming out saying, I'm with Al-Qaeda now, with no evidence, because they know I know who they are. And it's all martial law training. That's all this is, folks. And they're going to take everything. For people out there that think you're going to get away with all this, you're going to get away with going along with all this, you're not. Thank you for the call, Alex. Good to hear from you. Last caller that I have time for. Sorry, the phone system's closed now. We're going to go to Tom in New York. We're talking about gay marriage. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a few comments regarding the recent gay marriage decisions at the Supreme Court. First, I'd like to say you can probably look up at your flag today and know that it represents queer sex. And I'd also like to say I'm one of the plaintiffs in one of the three gay marriage cases that were reviewed by the Supreme Court this week, and this is the case the mainstream press and the courts tried to suppress. And I was on a local show a few months ago alerting the public to the blatant corruption that was surrounding these gay marriage cases at the Supreme Court. And we alleged in our own action that the case was rigged right from the moment it was filed. You know, that the federal courts were being packed with gay clerks and personnel who were directing these cases to Clinton-Obama appointees.
Well, I will say this. Most I don't get into people's sexual persuasions. To me, it's a big distraction. But the Democratic Party, and I appreciate your call, sir, and its operatives undoubtedly do set up these little gay empires, basically. And that comes out all the time. It's the Justice Department with these women, and then they persecute the men. It's really bizarre. And then this obsession of sexualizing children in the public schools. I talked about this in the first hour today. where they want to teach five-year-olds about all this, and there is an anti-family. I mean, turn on any TV show, and it's anti-family, anti-family, and that's about reducing population. That's about atomizing cultures, because they're branding it that, well, if you have a different identity or whatever, the government is like your mob boss that will give you protection. And then meanwhile, they're adding all these chemicals and things to the food and water that conflict and confuse people as well. And this is all in Brave New World. We talked about this earlier in the show. What's your take on this?
Did you have little kids? Well, I have four kids.
I have three.
See Toy Story, the trilogy, the Toy Story trilogy?
I haven't seen the last one.
Do you know the father's name in Toy Story?
I forget.
There's no father. There is no father.
Oh, that's right.
They don't ever explain it. They don't ever talk about it. It's one of our family favorite movies. There's no father. I mean, it's not even that dad is a bust out sitting on the couch, you know, lazy, won't play catch with the kid, that sort of thing. There is no father. They just went, you know what? We're not even going to write it in there. And it's one of these things where I notice when you go and you speak to your kids' teachers at their school, or when you voice...
They ignore the dad and look at the mom.
Yes.
This is a cult, man. This is a cult.
It's strange. I find it disturbing. And usually I'm going in there not to talk about education. It's usually to talk about the things that are going on in the school, like, why are you talking to the kids about pole dancing? Why are you showing a movie in class that is a basic, like a major motion picture movie that has nothing to do with learning? Why are we doing these things? Why aren't we talking, you know?
Oh, they automatically trained everybody that men are stupid. Every show.
Yeah.
That's why I like Man of Steel. That was a pro-father movie.
Yes. Yeah.
You saw it.
Yes, I did. I mean, I saw it on Father's Day with my kids and my dad.
But it's so rare.
Yeah.
I mean, you go see Prometheus, the women are in charge. And again, when you study slavery, the Romans did that. And enslaved populations, they put the women over the slaves.
Well, I saw the trailer for that Elysium movie. You know,
yes.
Jodie Foster looks like she runs everything. She looks an awful lot like Hillary Clinton in them.
Absolutely. No, but that's the... And again, it's not that... It's that they just replace one patriarchy with like a government patriarchy where the house slave is the woman enforcing it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying...
So it's not even really a matriarch.
...that men should walk around the house scratching their privates and burping and acting like Fred Flintstone. But, you know, you're supposed to run your family.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Women don't go for a real man who's nice to them but who's in charge of a lot of things. They go... Now, for the criminal, that's what's seen as a man. Yeah. It's like you can't be a real good, decent, hardworking man. You're seen as a schmuck then. But if you're a criminal, then the women are, slapping them down. It's a sick society. It's everything is upside down. And it's, but I mean, I went and saw probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I wanted to see it after Earth. Until the second half. The second half was actually pretty good. But it was really low budget. You could, you know, paper mache spaceships. So I actually recommend seeing it because it's so bad. And they had ads for ABC shows. The first ad was The Dad's an Idiot. That's what the show's about. Another, and I'm not really paying attention.
You should just call it that. The show's called The Dad's an Idiot.
Yeah, Dad's a Moron.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to The Fosters. And it's a lesbian cop with her lesbian wife, a blonde and a black lady, and they've got like eight kids that have been taken from evil parents, and the bad guys on each show are the biological family. They go, the biologicals know where they are, like it's a biological weapon. And then it shows the female cop like taking out the man, the dad. So now they've gone to the next level, and that's what it is. The state just sees that as the best way. Okay. Well, have all these people, plus they're going to be sterilized anyways, can't reproduce, the heterosexual families. The homosexual families are really a state unit, and that's the ideal thing. It's a woman with a gun, everybody else is disarmed, and she's got eight kidnapped kids under her. And if the family tries to get them, they're terrorists. And, of course, the family will be branded as bad people. I mean, this is over-the-top propaganda. Over the top.
Well, the minute that you get involved as a father, and I'm sure you've seen this, for instance, when the FEMA knocked on my door... And they saw me.
Skip this network break. Let's keep going.
When they expected a woman to answer or no one. And the minute a man came to the door, all of a sudden.
Oh, it's like a terrorist may be there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, well, what's going on? And then and even the guy was a little nervous. And I videotaped it and I put it on YouTube.
But notice the state's allowed to be hyper male, though. The only thing that can be male is the state.
Sure.
It's got the guys with machine guns and armored vehicles. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, this guy, and he wasn't very masculine, but I'll tell you, the guy that he went and reported to looked like
military.
One of those like windbreakers, like an FBI sort of a jacket, except it said FEMA on the back, I believe.
Yeah, it did.
And he was the guy with the short hair, looked like he was ex-military, and the long-haired guy went and reported
to him. No, they sent the good cop trendy in.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, if my wife had answered, she wouldn't have felt very threatened by this guy that came to the door. He was real nebulous. And
it's all been psychological warfared out. It's all actuary.
What I can't figure out is why? Why were they there specifically? I know what the possibilities of what it, but it's like, well, there's other areas in the country where FEMA is needed right now. You all are coming to DuPage County is one of the richest. It's the coverage area of CKG. It's one of the richest counties in the United States. And there's not a lot of floodplains and problems. And people are struggling right now in Oklahoma, and they need FEMA. So what are you doing there?
Well, they're on record saying they're sending out all these agencies just to get you acclimated to the contact, just to get you ready to answer questions. You know, yearly census now, not every decade. And he looked like he was really trying to check stuff out when he was there.
He was waiting for an invitation. He was waiting for you want to come in and just, you know, come on in. I'll get you a bottle of water. And that's how people...
Well, that's like cops now take blood at checkpoints and stand there and go, mind if I take blood? And then it turns out it's for a federal program. And they admit they're just acclimating us for just taking the blood, period.
Well, people have with somebody in authority, a position of authority tells you to do something. Oh. Put my laptop on the tray. Okay, yes. I
watched when I flew from England back to Dallas. I had to go through TSA again to get on my flight to Austin, and there was like four checkpoints, and there are these two, the classic South Park, the same goatees, the same kind of Nelly voice. Going, I told you, open passport, over there. And when they see me, they go, they knew who I was.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that'll be a quick line for you, sir. And they still got the whole speech. They still got the whole nine yards. They have 5 minutes long. They were freaking out. But the whole point was, everyone submitting, they were going, I told you. I mean, it was like...
You go for the pat down? Is that you make them give you the pat
down? Yeah, but then I sit there and, you know, tell them that, you know, this is all dog training. The government runs Al Qaeda. You know, it's a fraud. And then they always do a fake pat down.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not in Las Vegas. This guy was literally smacking his lips. He told me what I talked about the day before on my show. He was very excited. He got down on his knees when he was doing it, and I was like, man, you're not my wife. It was pretty bad.
Where this was in Vegas?
Yeah, this was flying out of Vegas.
I was in Vegas in May with my father. We're in the line to go through TSA. Four people ahead of us. Literally, there's like a 22-year-old barfing in a bag. You know, he'd had a long night. He's going home. And I'm talking to my father. I'm telling him, I'm like, we got to go through and take our shoes off. They're going to let a guy who's actually vomiting get onto the airplane. He's going to go through TSA, no problem. He's going to put his arms up. They're going to scan him. They're going to let him through. Meanwhile, maybe he's sick. Maybe he's got something that could be spread to people. They're not going to put him on the side. They're going to make you two, us and everyone else, go through, take our shoes off, take our belts off, and all the whole thing. Put your arms up, get the radiation scan and the whole bit. And I stand and I go through the pat down every time. And we're going to Disney later on in the year, and I have four kids, two daughters. My son that was patted down last time, he had a broken leg at the time, so he was only temporarily in a wheelchair.
Okay, so he's not special needs. I apologize for getting that wrong.
No, that's okay, and I want to clarify.
That's right, there was another video of another kid that was.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Your son's not special needs.
But we're going to go through, and I'm anticipating the anxiety of having to look at my wife, and you know, you hope it's like gambling. You hope that you're going to get the line where they just have a magnetometer, and then it's no.
Well, by the way, they're supposed to, because it is the law that the groping of the kids is really illegal. They're supposed to direct everybody. I have some friends that are musicians that fly all the time, and they've got some little kids. They're supposed to direct them to a magnetometer.
Yeah, well, we'll see if that happens, because I will videotape it, even though my wife's going to be giving me, you know, the look. Like, what are you doing? Don't
see
it.
But see, I mean, I'm sure your wife's a great lady. She's probably listening right now. She ought to be proud of the fact you're not rolling over.
Yeah, but, you know, baby steps. It's all baby steps. There's
no, I get it. And women are, on average, more compliant with the state. on average. I'm not psychoanalyzing your wife. My wife's really smart, knows what's going on, but she's the same way.
Yeah.
Like when I'm about to start preaching at people in a restaurant, if something happens, I'll get up and use it as an excuse. Or in grocery store lines, she's like, can't you ever turn it off? But I'm like, hey, I know. But then if something rubs her wrong, I'll be telling her, please turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when your kids are being bad. Whoever sees them being bad yells at them or whatever. Yeah. And then the other spouse goes, hey, you know, don't be so mad at them. But I'm like, well, that's because you didn't see the build up to this.
Right, right.
So I think that's more of what it is.
Yeah. You know, the idea of them going through what Rocco went through in that video a couple of years back.
That's a cool name.
It took me like 5 years. My wife is from Iowa. So that name was like, might as well have been, you know, Guido to her. To have him go through that again, or to have my youngest daughter's only 15 months old. You know, and the rub about this is, no pun intended, is when you go through that, you skip the magnetometer. So today on my way here, I didn't go through the magnetometer because I got the pat down. So I didn't go through a metal detector. They don't know what's on me. All they did was feel. It's actually less secure. So by saying that you want to opt out, they're not checking to see if you have metal.
Oh, but they admit that that's meant to pressure you into taking the scanner.
Okay, well, of course it is. And then, you know, and then they're checking you for explosives. Like, that's the only thing that you could possibly do wrong.
But, I mean, these are the people that didn't want to arm the pilots who were armed before but didn't choose to exercise it. We're going to trust them with the aircraft.
Yeah.
That's 1,000 times more deadly, 10,000 times more deadly. I mean, I can't even do the math on that. But you're you know, a flying missile, a giant missile with hundreds of people on it, but you can't trust them with a gun.
It's true. You know, I read, you saw the video of that man that broke into the woman's house and just, it's been everywhere, and he beat her, and it's just almost impossible to watch. It's seeing those sorts of things are the sorts of...
No, I'll be honest, I haven't seen that video.
Oh, my God.
We should play a clip, and I should talk about it.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, that's another thing about this movie, After Earth. These big, fat alien things attack, and no one's got a weapon to kill them, because they're like liberals, you're only allowed to use a sword.
Oh.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Alex, this is...
What's the name of the video?
I don't know, but we'll find it afterward. It's a nanny cam, it was all over television yesterday, and a man breaks into a woman's house, and he beats her and hurts her in front of her child. And so then, you know, obviously after that, there's a debate about, well, if she would have had a gun, blah, blah, blah. And then the gun people are saying, well, it would have been locked up. And the thought of that is the sort of thing that I'll tell you.
Was he a mugger or something?
Yeah, he was robbing. He was a home invader robbing their home. And they haven't found him yet. So they're talking about how great it is that she.
Well, you come in my house, you're dead. In fact, I'll show people on air right now. And people are so scared of firearms. I mean, you come in here trying to kill people, yeah. It's over.
Well, you got a bunch of here, right? You can carry it.
Yeah, we got a bunch of guys that are armed back there.
I think it's great.
But, I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
I mean, the criminal's going to have a gun anyways.
What is that, a .45?
This is a .357.
Nice.
I mean, I only have this because even though I'm a good shot, good with, you know, like more complex firearms and semi-autos, under stress.
Yeah.
I mean, with this even short barrel, a medium barrel, I can shoot a man-sized target at 7,500 yards. Okay, so if somebody comes in here, I'm not missing.
Yeah.
And plus, this is pretty much a high velocity, almost a rifle round. So this is one of the most deadly rounds out there for a handgun.
Happen if you whip that out in Chicago in a mall, you know, or you had it in your studio? If you were in Mancow's studio and you took it out, people would crap their pants.
But if they saw the government with it, they'd be feel safe.
Right, right. There's nothing wrong with that. You're an American man. You have a Foyd car. You've done all the things. By the way, you can't get ammo in Chicago.
By the way, we have butcher knives in there.
Right, right. Or swimming pools. Kids can drown in swimming pools.
Or die from that.
Knives, whatever. This man broke into her house and he pummeled her.
What a tough guy.
It was disgusting. I mean, it was just revolting. And my thought was, well, yeah, great if she would have had a gun. Except if it was.
Is that it right there? Scroll down.
Yes. Oh God, it's terrible. It is disgusting to see this.
And why is he doing this to her?
He's robbing the home, and worse off, her child is watching. And if you have a gun, great. But if you have it locked up and you don't have ammo close by, you still can't do anything. This man...
Did we post this on InfoWars.com?
It's unbelievable. And he keeps coming back. This guy is a complete lunatic. And then he throws her down the stairs. Here's the miracle of miracles. She's alive. She's alive.
Well, this is good Stockholm syndrome. Look, she's groveling.
It's unbelievable.
And look, the kids are watching.
Yeah.
Only in America will we put up with this. In England. England, he'd probably sue her if his fists were hurt, and they would rule.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. This is unbelievable.
It's crazy.
All right, Matt, thank you so much. 1530WCKG.com. Everybody, be sure and spread the word about us on in Chicago, buddy. Glad you came in. Glad we found out about that video. We'll post it on Infowars.com right now. And I think she should have her fist cut off, because those are weapons. I think we should disarm her, put her brain in a glass jar so you can just knock it off the table.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what to say. Mother.
Again, folks, we are here back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm about to go straight to your phone calls. And then coming up, I'm going to get into some of this incredible news. St. Louis police chief wants drones to patrol high crime areas, and that's where they've had the military doing open martial law drills as well. UAVs would also track suspicious vehicles. Drone spies on sunbathing woman, looks through apartment windows, then falls out of the sky. That's a PrisonPlanet.com article. You see video of all of that happening. And then continuing, with some of the other news that we're going to be getting to that is just incredibly important, obviously, to say the least. If you go up to Infowars.com, you can actually see some of these headlines. What's happened is I had the stack of news here in front of me, and now I can't find it, so I'm going to the website myself. Friend, Michael Hastings marked for death. And what I did was is I actually changed that headline to make it a little bit more accurate to what the guest said on the show yesterday. Michael Hastings told he would be hunted down and killed over McChrystal story. So that's a pretty darn important piece of news right there. Because I'll be honest with you, I hadn't followed Michael Hastings too closely until he died. I mean, I knew who he was and what he'd done. But I didn't know all the details that in his book he said the Army told you, we will kill you for this. You are a dead man. By multiple officers. I didn't know that he told his friends in country in Afghanistan that he was told he was going to be killed. I didn't know he told them right before he died that I'd been told they're coming to kill me. I didn't know the details that he was about to break a big CIA story. Or that the family's scared to talk and that they believe he was killed. And now that's been in the news for 2 days. I saw that in an RT article at the bottom of the story on Tuesday night. So we called Staff Sergeant up and got him on the broadcast, Biggs. And he went to the funeral, talked to the wife, talked to the family. I mean, they believe he was murdered. They believe the evidence points towards that. And that's big news that his wife, said, quote, I'm going to take down whoever did this. And now we have a new article out today. Michael Hastings told he would be hunted down and killed over McChrystal story. Friends and family call for independent investigation. I mean, that's bombshell news. And the controlled corporate media is so cowardly that this has been out now on my site for over a day, and it's been out total for 2 days, and even RT didn't think it should be the headline. Just buried in there. Oh, the family, by the way, thinks he was probably murdered, and he was death threatened. They said they were coming to kill him, and he was told by Army officers. I mean, the family should be being interviewed. We're trying to, talk to them right now, and they just say they have too much grief and they're scared. But in a month or something, this will just be swept under the rug. This will all just be swept under the rug. And this is the type of overwhelming information that we're covering on this broadcast. I mentioned this yesterday. I've since watched the local newscast about it where they report on it with a straight face. And it's so incredible that the young man who wore a pro-Second Amendment NRA shirt that said, defend our rights, was arrested. And now they've done a gag order saying he and his family can't talk to the press about their right to keep and bear arms. I mean, that's completely illegal what the judge did. In California, judge orders First Amendment outlawed in bank graffiti case, and with a straight face, they're like, oh, he wrote anti-Federal Reserve messages in water-soluble chalk, like kids go out and draw pictures of flowers and a house and clouds or a puppy dog or Superman. They don't arrest them. They only arrest you if it's political, the most protected speech. And then the judge says, the First Amendment, not only are we going to throw the book at you for something that's clearly protected speech, but we're going to not let you use the First Amendment as a defense. And that's on the news like it's a good thing. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that this is like opening the portal on a spaceship to space and letting the atmosphere out of the capsule? This is politically, societally, culturally suicide. And I want to be clear whenever I get into this whole situation with the, quote, gay rights in the media. This is all designed so that when you say, hey, what about a man and a woman? What about this institution? What about it in, to where they can say, oh, you're hateful. Oh, you don't want totally open borders. You're hateful. Well, nobody else has totally open borders. Oh, I don't want government-run health care. Oh, well, you're racist and hateful. Well, I don't want to turn my guns in. Oh, you're racist. You see this, and it's simply meant to say you're a demon, you're a criminal, you're bad. They have a national poll out where a large percentage of Democrats say they believe the Tea Party are terrorists that should be arrested. Well, Mark Dice went out on the street, and every person but one person he talked to, that's not edited, folks, except for brevity. He's not just showing you the people that said arrest the Tea Party, arrest all gun owners, put them in FEMA camps. That's what most Californians agreed with. They all spoke English, clearly. They were black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. And they would stop and say, I agree with you. You don't have to convince me they need to be arrested. They're ready to arrest us, folks. I know about this from working on family court cases for people as a media person who has folks come to me. I've been to the family court. I've looked at the statistics. I've talked to whistleblowers. A large percentage of the children being taken from families, good families, are being done by weird gangs, sex gangs, weird sex cults. I mean, in ancient Rome and ancient Babylon, usually the things were run by strange sex cults. And they did different things, but the point was, it would be sex cults, heterosexual, whatever. It was all sorts of weird ones. Look it up in history, and you find out that, you know, the sheriff and her wife, who's also a sheriff's deputy, you know, I've seen this all over the country, will have four foster kids. And then you're told by inside sheriff's departments, you know those were taken from families right here in town and given to them. You know, it's things like that. And then you go and observe it. And then you go and find out families, they'll even brag and go, man, you got some really good, healthy kids, you know, ages 2 and 5. They're ours. And then the courts are run, in more than a third of the cases, by kind of Janet Reno, big sis ladies. And the fact is, that's what it is. And then they take your kids and give it to their friends who are a female cult. Just like in the Justice Department, they would call in the FBI top guys. They call in the Justice Department men and say, you know, take your clothes off, scum. You know, drink water out of the toilet. Move your stuff to the bathroom. I can't say a lot of it on air. You can go read the lawsuits they settled. And it turned out they weren't even really lesbians. They were just dominators. So they would also demand sex from the men, because that's a big part of this. It's about power. And they take testosterone. These are just like supercharged crazy women. And man, they're just taking everybody's kids. It is devilish. And I got to say, and there are a lot of women that are, you know, gay or whatever, who are nice people. I'm not saying this as I'm talking about what is there. What is a fact? And then they use the nice gay community as fundraisers of this is your civil right. You better give 10, 20, 30% of your earnings. And that's what the mayor of Chicago, the Godfather, is in the news saying, gays are the new Jews. That's a quote. Because that they don't have family. They don't have anything. All they have are these dinners. All they have are these banquets. And then at the banquets, they teach them, no, you need kids. Don't you want kids? Actually, I do want kids. We're going to get them for you. Gays are the next Jews for fundraising. There's the headline out of the news. What is that, Politico? That's the Examiner, Washington Examiner. So I'm telling you how this really works, folks. Just like in a small town you get old white guys getting together, boss hogging the mainly white population or the black population. Or you'll get black gangs feeding on black gangs, or you'll get Hispanic gangs feeding on Hispanic gangs, or Jewish gangs feeding on Jewish gangs. I mean, people put themselves into gangs, and I'm going to your calls. It's just that, what about the civil right of not having foreign banks steal $85 million a month from the American people? What about the civil right of not having General Electric above the law and able to shut down all the power plants that they don't own, so only they make giant profits out of artificial scarcity? What about the civil right of not having hydrofluorosilicic acid that on record lowers IQs out of the water? What about the civil right of not being taxed on property taxes so much you can't afford to send your children where you want to school so that you've got to send them to a government training camp? What about the civil right of not having illegal wars carried out in our name all over the world? What about the civil right of not having the NSA sitting there illegally spying on all of us? No. Instead, it's the civil right that you get free housing, which means the government doles everything out and they can bankrupt the middle class. Or you get the civil right, if you get to come to America and get welfare and free tax refund checks and everything is really a corporate supplement, so you'll work for wages that nobody else could live on to lower the overall wages. Or you read the official Earth Policy Institute, and the UN has official programs on this. Look up the UN's use of sitcoms and dramas produced by Hollywood companies for worldwide distribution. Eco-economy, building an economy for the earth. Chapter 10, stabilizing population by reducing fertility using soap operas and sitcoms. And they're now putting homosexual messages in these, and that's why Obama was in Africa, and the Africans got real upset about it. Because they understand, just like GMO food being shipped in, GMO seeds, it is an attempt to break down the only thing these poor people have is their families. They get the fact that they take care of grandma, somebody's going to take care of them. They get the fact that they got their people, their peeps. They understand that, folks. And this is purely, these messages are not about, you know, the 30s and 40s and 50s and areas of New York where people in their own gangs were mean to conspicuously consuming homosexuals. And so some people got beat up, all because it was culturally seen as okay to beat up gay people. Because, again, that's predatory. See, now it's just flipping it predatory, where the abused have been taught how to abuse, so now they go out, and everybody's been taught to be politically correct, so people don't even care. But then it doesn't matter. When your kids are taken, and then they won't tell you where they went to groups in many cases that can't reproduce, whether that's heterosexual couples or homosexual couples. And you also have this destruction of language that's going on that I find to be extremely frustrating, where they arrest people in Europe now for using the word homosexual because someone feels like it's hurtful to them. Just like they'll arrest you in Europe if you use the name for someone from Africa, the scientific name. I mean, the word Caucasian is not a racist slur. If someone starts using it as a racist slur, should we ban it? This is an attack on language. And if you go look at the man on the street interviews we do in Austin or the man on the street interviews in L.A., most of these people do not know what planet they're on. But they know politically they better do whatever the television says. And in closing, and then I'll go to your phone calls, as I saw last night when I went to a movie, and they have the stuff on before family movies too. They are bombarding with every message where males are bad, fathers are bad. It's rare to see a pro-father message. Mother, father, changed to parent one, parent two on passport applications. The federal government has said that it's a EEOC violation in the federal government if you talk about your husband or your wife or a wedding you're going to. You see, those of us that are attracted to women, men, we're bad. Women that are attracted to men, you're bad. And that's not saying the entire group of people, because I will not give you the power, some of you want, to think I don't like you, so that makes your lifestyle more fun. I mean, give me a break. I'm light years past all this. Okay, for people out there that are obsessed with this, sexuality for me is a very small part of my life. And it's all part of this arrested development of people shoving their sexuality in front of you. It's like people at work throughout my life, now you've seen who will kiss in front of each other or grab on each other or stand in front of the window, you know, and sit there and hug and kiss and rub on each other in front of everybody. They're doing it in front of everybody because it's just a form of getting in your space. And that's what this is. I mean, I am sick of, I can't watch television because it's all anti-male, anti-family, absolute bias, and then shoving in the face 24/7. Well, I mean, I don't like how they are. Nickelodeon bragged a few years ago that they were going to sexualize under 10s. With both heterosexual and homosexual messages. And then you look at the clothes they try to sell for little girls. It's like hooker outfits for seven-year-olds. I mean, and again, that is offensive. That's sexualizing. It's soft child porn. You look at the billboards and the ads, you know, to sell some of the biggest designers. And it's soft child porn. This is the decadence of the ruling elite projected onto us, but it's more than that. Above that, there's a method of the madness to break up the family so the state is the mommy and the daddy. And shows like The Fosters, the man of the house is a cop woman, and they literally go out and grab people's kids, and the bad guys are the biological parents trying to get their kids back. I mean, it's incredible.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you.
like to dress up like werewolves and tie children up and rip their throats out in mainline history. Actually, it was Caligula like to dress up like the werewolf and tear the throats out. Nero like a lion. Can we put the Daily Mail up for people, please? From the official Roman histories. We actually had the article up during the break just now, your Daily Mail on Nero. And we'll go to that in just a moment here today. No, eFoods Direct is not the lion. I just had it during the break on that monitor right there. And then I said, I saw you go to another page. I said, no, we're going to go to that right now. It's not a big deal. I just want to show TV viewers, people that are watching out there on prisonplanet.tv, that info. But you know what? I can search it during a break and put it on my screen for everybody. The point is that this is the type of corruption and decadence and things that go on over and over and over again in societies. Please don't forget to support this broadcast. We have some of the very best deals out there for folks who would like to filter their water and not drink what the globalists are putting in there. We have the ProPure water filtration system with 10% off with promo code WATER available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new July issue of the magazine that has 10 high-quality InfoWars.com bumper stickers inside of it, and things like listen to the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars.com. That is available. You can buy these at cost in bulk of magazines of 10 up to 100. And so 100 magazines would be 1,000 bumper stickers to put up in legal lawful areas, and it covers the fact that you are the target of the NSA spying. Great way to wake up friends and family. You can also give a 12-month gift subscription to InfoWars magazine as well. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Eric in Massachusetts. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, you want me to talk to you, bro, or what do you want to do?
Yes, sorry. My idea, I have a suggestion. People are always looking for solutions and what we can do, and I know you always tell your listeners we need to spread the word, and that sometimes feels like a futile attempt. However, you know, we do our best. I had an idea, though, that maybe only you could possibly put together. Back in 1776, I'll spare people the history lesson, but we had to have to create a Declaration of Independence. And I think if you put together all your guests, like Gerald Celente, Ron Paul, if you all came together and helped come up with real solutions, because you guys are aware, you're not compartmentalized, you're aware of what the plan is. Basically, like an anti-Bilderberg, they have their Bilderberg event where they get together and have their meeting. Why don't we have that?
Well, I mean, just because we have a meeting, I don't know what that's going to do. People just seem to have meetings after meetings in most corporations. The Army admits they spend most of their time now having PowerPoint meetings. I'm not poo-pooing your idea entirely. It's just that, I mean, the big thing is for people to stand up and say no as a society. Is the main thing that I'm basically trying to get at here.
So I understand and I agree. It's just that in order to like really come up with some solutions and some plans and stuff like that, we would really need a team of people that are aware and are up at the level that like you, Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, Peter Schiff, Mark Kaiser. I mean, even if you were to like televise it, as a viewer, I would gladly pay $10 to view such a meeting where you guys sat around and brainstormed ideas.
Well, I mean, that is an idea to have big conferences with public brainstorms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.